Sometimes you are so busy that the thought of putting in more time to become more organized and productive is overwhelming in itself. You may also feel that if it involves tech, it's something you won't enjoy or be good at. You may feel that becoming personally organized is something you'd rather delegate or outsource. However, it's essential to realize that we are talking about your personal productivity here. You really cannot outsource some aspects of personal organization and productivity any more than you can outsource lifting weights at the gym. There are just some things you really can't outsource. What are some of the benefits of becoming more organized and productive? You become less stressed because you immediately know where to find things. You know your calendar will let you know what meetings you need to attend and for how long. You spend less energy context switching because you can set aside blocks of time for specific projects or tasks. You feel more relaxed knowing that your system is automatically taking care of some tasks. You can save a great deal of time, especially by automating repetitive tasks. In general, others will admire and respect you more when you are organized and punctual. What barriers might some of your team members have to investing time to become more productive and organized? I'm just not good at or interested in tech. There are so many tools, it's overwhelming. Change is something I avoid where possible. I find technology unbelievably frustrating. How might you best help your team members become more productive and organized with the use of great technology? Here are some great ways to communicate the importance of adopting technology to your team members to become more productive and organized. If you don't like change, you may like irrelevance less. Change has become a constant. Technology is no longer an optional extra. If you don't look for ways for technology to help you, you are likely to be left behind or overtaken by your competition. If you cannot use the technology that many others are, you will be less effective in communicating with and relating to them. Help them start with the areas that are going to make the most significant difference. Start with apps that are intuitive and easy to use. Suggest apps that are used by many people and have widespread support. We all struggle with technology, but the results are worth it. In general, the more you use technology, the easier it becomes to adopt more new technology. Just make a start. Be patient. Seek help from a teenager. Start with tools that are likely to make the most impact on tasks you do daily. Be open to periodically trying new and better tools.